Order 05-20-2024-02. So on May 13th, the Planning Commission passed a motion recommending the County Commission approve the zoning request of part of one parcel, number 18-1.0-11-002-001-008.000, located on State Highway 165 Branson. This is part of that parent parcel that is currently not zoned, and you're going to see a couple, three of these over the next few months. The request is for the A1 zoning district, which is the balance of the other part of the parcel. So here's our parcel highlighted off State Highway 165. We're talking about this little piece that's actually on the east side of 165 that is part of that parcel. And as you can see, there's no zoning layer. Your charcoal color is the city limits of Branson.
Branson doesn't want that.
Well, if they take it, it'll automatically get changed to charcoal. So anyway, this one was generated by the Planning Commission office, so there's really no representative. I can answer any questions. It was a parcel that was found that didn't get, you can see how small it is. Mm-hmm. It just was missed during the initial 2021 adoption of the maps.
This is what we call cleanup.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Any questions?
I don't.
Move to approve order number 05-20-2024-02 to zone all to A1 agricultural.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay. Your third order, 05-20-2024-03. Owner of Unique Properties of the Ozarks LLC. On May 13th, 2024, the Planning Commission passed a motion recommending the County Commission approve the rezone request of one parcel, which is number 08-8.0-28-000-000-111.000, located at 2186 Lakeshore Drive, Branson. The existing property is currently zoned R1 Single Family Residential District. The rezoning request is for NR1 Single Family Nightly Rental District. So this is towards the very end of Lakeshore Drive, which ends right here where the cursor is. I've got the small parcel highlighted. Your applicant actually owns this NR1. When he came through the process to get it rezoned, he was in the process of purchasing this, indicated he'd be back to get it attempted to rezone to NR1 also, and that's he's here. So this is NR3, the dark green C2, your yellow is R1. Just a couple photos of this parcel that I took, looking back towards Branson. And this is towards the end of Lakeshore Drive. And I think our applicant's here. Yep, there he is.
Good morning, sir.
Brian Roach, Unique Properties of the Ozarks.
Okay.
Yeah, Scott said I got the larger parcel rezoned about 2 years ago. It took a little bit longer to purchase the little lot. There was a mobile home on the larger parcel that we removed that was falling apart. And then on the smaller one, also you can still see it. It's gone now. So we cleaned up both properties and then started building on the smaller property first. It's because it was the easiest one. Basically, if you're familiar with Lakeshore Drive, there's at least 13 properties, not counting conditional use permits, that I can walk to from my property without breaking a sweat. So I feel it's pretty in line with what's been going on there for the last 100 years. And I know, you know, there's some other plans my neighbors have for future stuff. So just pretty straightforward, I guess.
don't know if you guys have any questions.
So is that still resorts along Yellowwood Road down there, Scott?
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty much all this.
Everything.
This parcel here had come through, and instead of rezoning to NR, they rezoned to the C2, which they can do the nightly rental, just because it was surrounded by C2. So these are pretty much still all resorts. Right down here, it's a little bit of older RV park and resort along the lake. These are some whole ownership, multifamily, apartment-type buildings.
Is there any other questions for the applicant at this time? Okay. Thank you, sir. Is there anyone here that wishes to speak in opposition to this rezone? Is there anyone here who wishes to speak in favor of it? Sorry, I went backwards on that one. Okay. Hearing none, if the commission's ready, and we have no further questions, I would entertain a motion.
Move to approve order number, make sure I'm on the right one.
Yep.
05-20-2024-03, changing parcel from R1 to NR1.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Fourth order, 05-20-2024-04, Four Men Development, LLC. On May 13, 2024, the Planning Commission passed a motion recommending the County Commission approve the rezoning request of two parcels. Tract 2, which is parcel number 08-3.0-08-000-000-010.000, currently zoned C2, and Tract 3, parcel number 08-3.0-08-000-000-021.001, currently zoned A1. Both of the Four Men Estate subdivision located on Buchanan Road, Branson. The rezone request for both tracts is R3, multifamily residential zoning district. So this is what was presented to the Planning Commission. So I've highlighted just with a blue star both tracks, the Four Men Estates Tract 1, 2, and 3 subdivision has been recorded. So here's the current beacon that shows Tract 3 and Tract 2. Those are your two tracks that are in this request to be rezoned to R3. Here was the concept, which they indicated in the planning meeting that was changed. We don't have a copy of any kind of changed concept at this time. We'll see if the applicant has something, but that was what was presented in the packet. I believe our representative's here. Nathan's there, so I'll let him come up.
Good morning, sir.
My name is Nathan Adams. I'm with OWN, Inc. I'm the engineer for the project. Our address is 3213 Southwest Bypass in Springfield. The plan for this development is an apartment complex, similar to what's shown up here. We have revised the site layout just to eliminate trying to build on the slopes that go down. The plan density for it is 240 units of what we have in the site plan right now, which is less than the one unit per 2,000 square foot that is kind of in the zoning code. So the Tract 2 is the big one here on the north side that we're changing from commercial designation to R3. So that's for the apartment complex. And then the little half acre lot up there is really, they purchased that from the neighboring property owner for use for an extension of a roadway from the development over to Stone Tree Drive. It would be a private driveway, just to allow more connectivity traffic-wise to the development. That's about it. You guys have any questions?
You say a private driveway?
That's right. So we wouldn't be dedicating right-of-way. It would simply be a driveway, and our owner also owns those lots on Stone Tree Drive, so they would connect through one of their existing lots with the driveway to Stone Tree to allow kind of a back entrance to the apartment complex.
So the 240 units right now that's planned would then have access to entry in that driveway?
That's right, directly to Stone Tree Drive.
Which is all contingent upon approval.
Right.
I was going to say I didn't ever hear that from him. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we still have to put together plans for both the driveway connection and the apartment complex and anything else they want to do on the property. But the current site plan is to have two driveways off of Buchanan and one driveway off of Stone Tree to connect in this entire development.
And you said current 240. What's the overall plan for the number of units?
For the apartment complex, that's it. The rest of the property is remaining commercial. It'll have the current site plan has a mix of kind of a country club with like recreational amenities and a clubhouse.
Cube.
A commercial property right on the front from Buchanan, and a mix of kind of the nightly rental townhomes around the pond. Now, all that is subject to change because right now their priority is putting the apartment complex in, but that's kind of their overall thought.
Okay. Overall, what measures are you going to take to protect the neighbors that are around you there as far as sedimentation runoff that we've been dealing with for the last couple of years? What is the plan for that? Can you explain that to us?
Sure. So as we are moving forward with design, and we're in the process of moving forward with design, we want to make sure that everybody's on board with this process first. But as we're moving forward with our design, we're working through creating erosion control plans, detention plans. So the current plan, you can kind of see on the site plan there, it shows detention area with the circle. Mm-hmm. That whole area right there where all of the runoff from the site comes to is planned on being a detention pond. From what I understand, the measures that were in place for the previous project, which we weren't part of, were basically either not maintained or inadequate. So we're designing new features to be able to capture a lot of that flow and be able to clean up that silt from going off the site. As far as what our client is doing with the neighbors of, remedying the effects, I'm not aware of. I'm not a part of that process. But as far as design goes, we have to, we're going to be putting in our detention pond. That's one of the first things that's going to go in. So that should be a central place for any erosion to be captured. But also, for this large of a site, the state makes us have sediment ponds during construction to be able to capture large amounts of runoff and be able to filter it. So there's a lot of process that's going to go into that. We have to go through the state to getting a permit of erosion control that they can come out and inspect, and we have to go through the county. And for this process, we're actually tying in sanitary from the city, too, so we'll be going through their process as well. So there's a lot of people that are going to look at it, and there's a lot of thought still left to do for the design of the project, but that's kind of where we're headed.
So DNR has not been involved at all now at this point to control anything?
I mean, I believe they've been involved in the previous project because they had to have a permit for the previous project. But, for our project, the new one moving forward, they won't get involved until we submit plans, and then they won't get involved in inspection until we submit or, get a permit. But I believe they've already been involved for the previous one and had conversations.
Okay. Are you the only representative here today?
No, I'm also here for the applicant.
Okay. If there's nothing else for me, then I'll let him speak.
You're the engineering side, you're the planning side. If they tell you, hey, we're not going to do what you plan, how How do you remedy that?